Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. I will lift my voice. God, we ought to be worshiping Him. Oh, worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. He desires our praise. Nothing like being in the presence of the Lord and meditating upon the Lord. Letting Him bathe you in the Spirit. Letting Him, allowing Him to bring you into a deeper realm. Into a deeper realm of the spirit. To soothe your spirit, your mind, your soul. Praise God. There are depths in the Lord that we need to be. And when we get into the spirit of praise and adoration unto our God, God ushers us into that comfort zone with Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Into that comfort zone is where we need to be. So when the devil tries to have that battleground with our mind, we have that peace with Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Do you hear what I say tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Being ushered in the spirit through praise. And adoration, because we were created to praise Him. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites Radio program coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, our God is willing to give you rest. And that's what I just said, how He can usher you into that rest and that peace in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, when you are ushered into the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nothing like, oh, God wants us to have peace, an abundant peace. He wants us to have that peace within our spirit. He wants us to have a knowing of who He is, to be satisfied with whatever state that we are in. Praise God. That's the type of God we serve. Praise God. And if it wasn't for Jesus to give us that peace, where would we would be in so much turmoil. Praise God. We would be in so much turmoil. But, oh, Jesus is our peace. He's our rest. Praise God. And we can walk into that peace and rest in Him if we just only get into our praise, into the comfort of Him, and let Him to take us into His arms, on His breast, and just rest up in Him. Praise God. He's our rest. He's our peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might be saying, well, how can I get there? Oh, just get into your secret place and put some good praise music on and just let the music take you into a deeper realm. Oh, of God. Oh, just like I'm praying now, I tell you, it will usher you in, and you will just want more of God. And get that word and just read it, oh, and meditate upon God. Praise God. He's that type of God. When you partake of him and what he desires of you, God ushers you into that peace and into that rest that you need. You know, you might be a person that's alone. And you don't have anyone living with you. Maybe sometimes it may get a so dreary and so dark. But I tell you, you can find peace in the midst of the darkness. God can bring his sweet peace right there with you. And, oh, take away all the darkness and you can look up, find so much light. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God is that kind of God. Praise God. Oh, I love him tonight. Because that's what he does for me. To keep me from being lonely. From keep me from being sad and overwhelmed. Just get into that rest. In that rest with Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come tonight, God, asking you to forgive us of our sins. Wash us and cleanse us, O Lord, from anything that's holding us back. Because the devil would love to come and steal and kill and destroy. But, God, you have come that we may have life and have it more abundantly, God. So, God, as you have promised us, God, this abundant life, God, we seek more of you, God. Oh, Father, those, oh, God, Lord, Father God, that may be facing loneliness, God. God, you, oh, God, give them peace and joy in their souls, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that may have, oh, God, have lost a son or daughter to prison walls, God. Oh, Father, for one purpose or another, God. Oh, God, help them, oh, God, to get through the struggles and the trials and the tribulations, God, that they're going through, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, those, oh, God, that may have sons or daughters, oh, God, that's been, oh, God, lost by the bullet, God. Oh, Father God, wipe away the tears and strengthen them again, oh, God. Cause them to soar again, oh, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, let them know, God, Lord God, this is not the end. This is just another stepping stone. Oh, praise God. Those, oh, God, that's fighting with all different kinds of sicknesses, oh, God. Father, we know you as a healer, God. Yes, God, we know that you are a healer. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. This week, oh, God, yes, we are praying, oh, Father God, on the prayer line that many, oh, God, will, oh, God, manifest the thing that Jesus told us to do. And, God, believe on the thing that Jesus told us to do. He said we can do more than what he done. So, God, we want the Holy Spirit to use us, oh, God. Oh, God, to speak to those things that be not as though they are, oh, God. Yes, God. Oh, Father God, to fulfill your purpose, oh God, that you have created us for up on this earth, oh God. Yes, God, because you have a purpose for every one of us, oh God. And God, we want to fulfill that purpose, oh God. Yes, Lord God. And Father, heal, God, Lord, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, God. Remove any dead thing, God, that shouldn't be there, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, in your name, God, you say we can use your name. And in that name, God, there is power. There is power. There is power, oh God. And God, we can manifest that power, God. So, oh God, speak to that sickness and that can pick up their bed and walk. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, Father, we can speak to that arthritis to go. Yes, and it's gone. Praise God. We can speak, oh God, to the cancer, God, and it can be removed, God. That high blood pressure, yes, God, it can go. Yes, God, that diabetes, we can say go in the name of Jesus. Say go in the name of Jesus, and it shall go. This mountain shall be removed in the name of Jesus, and it cannot stand by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we greet you, Holy Spirit, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you do, Holy Spirit, because you do all things well. Praise God. Yes, God. And there's nothing too hard for our God to do. He's the God of impossibilities. Yes, he is. He's the God of love. He's the God of all that pertaineth to life and godliness in him. Praise God. He holds our tomorrow. Yes, he does. He holds our hand. Oh, he knows everything that tries to easily beset us. Yes, he do. Oh, we are his children. We are his called out ones. We are his sent ones. We are his ambassadors. We are the ones that he has chosen ones. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The blood was spilled for us. Praise God. And all that we know that he's risen, and he's seated on the right hand, making intercession for us. So that's why we call up on him and we believe on him. And we have faith that God's going to do anything but fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy and you are mighty, God. Yes, you are, God. You are mighty, God. Yes, you are, God. You are mighty. You are mighty. You are mighty, God. You are mighty. Yes, you are. You are mighty, God. Yes, you are, God. Oh, yes, you are mighty. You are holy. Yes, you are holy. You are holy. Yes, you are holy. We exalt you, oh, God. Oh, because you are mighty. Oh, God. Yes, you are. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the highest praise. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glorious God. Oh, in all your ways. Oh, but you are glorious. You are glorious. You are mighty. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. In your presence, oh God. Oh, in your presence, oh God. Oh, we find pleasure in your presence, oh God. Oh, we find peace. We find joy, oh God, because you are so real to us, and you are so loving and so kind to us. Oh God, we greet you and ask you to come in, step in, and be with us, oh God, and help us in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Sister Peggy Biden, and I'll be back right back with you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Here's another week, and we began a new month, which is April, and this is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Area code 504-347-5797 is our phone number. And to listen to our program, please dial area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Press 1 if you'd like to give a testimony or a word of encouragement to somebody, and we would be glad to let you speak with our speaker. And if you need prayer, just call. That number is area code 714-409-0578. Also on Friday nights at 7 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is part of our God's Favorite Radio program at 7 p.m. on Friday night. Be a great listener. Call this number, 714-409-0578, and you will be blessed on Sundays at 7 p.m. and on Fridays at 7 p.m. Thanks for listening, and let us know how we're doing by praising God and letting somebody else know about our program. Yes, our prayer request tonight is for peace. Peace within our homes. Peace within our lives. Peace within our nation. We need peace all around. Remember people that is sick, hurting people. All health problems. protection for our children, for our schools, for our neighborhoods, for our own people. This week I went to a nursing home and visited one of our good friends, Miss Florinda, and God has brought her through a lot. God has, she still has to have oxygen, but she's able to walk. She's able to go to the bath without any problems. Of course, someone has to be there with her, but she's improved so much. She's able to take her wheelchair, and she's able to wheel herself into the dining room and eat in the dining room. Isn't that wonderful how prayer is answered mentally, because God is on the throne. Can we pray for our sister Maria? She needs some prayer. Lord, strengthen her body, strengthen her mind. And also Katie, lady with the eye problem that's staying at my home. I have to say, God has brought her through tremendously. She has 85% of the sight restored in her eye through the surgery. And as she goes through with it, finish with all her drops and all her medication, the doctor has very much hopes of being 90-90. Isn't that wonderful that God gave us doctors that know what to do? He helped that doctor. That doctor prayed just before we went into that surgery room with her and asked God to guide his hand and help that eye to be healed. We pray for Mrs. Carter just for strength. She needs strength, yes. For Miss Edith, for Miss Ethel, just remember to pray for someone this week. Whether they're going through trials that you know about or not, a neighbor, you can pass that neighbor's house and say, God bless that home. Go in there and be the comforter to that family. You never know. We have a young girl, young lady, married, has two children. She had a massive heart attack. She's lying there at Ochsner on the breathing machine, yet her brain is reacting. It's coming back, okay? She was too long without oxygen on the brain by the time they got her to the hospital. But God is in control. And we are looking forward for a healing of her. And for her to be able to stand up and give a testimony for God that he has brought her through this. For her whole family to turn around and serve God and know that God is still on the throne. Yes, moms and dads, we know that you're suffering tonight, knowing that your kids are behind bars. We pray for you. We ask each one of you to be blessed and to have encouragement when you go to visit with them, that God will give you the strength, because it's hard. It's nothing easy. But he does hear and answer prayer in his own time. Isn't it wonderful that we can call upon God and ask him to bless us, to give us strength? Honor God. In Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 9th verse. The teacher was very wise and taught the people what he knew. He's very carefully thought about, studied, and set in order many wise teachings. The teacher looked for just the right words to write, what is dependable and true. Words from wise people are like sharp sticks used to guide animals. They are like nails that have been driven in firmly. Altogether, there are wise teaching that comes from one shepherd. So be careful, my son, about other teachings. People are always writing books, and too much study will make you tired. Now, everything has been heard, so I give my final advice. Honor God and obey his commands, because this is all people must do. God will judge everything, even when it's done in secret the good and the evil. Isn't that wonderful? We can honor God today by listening to our program. We can honor it, God's favorite radio program, on Sunday nights and on Friday nights, Victorious Living. Give God the praise and the glory this week and share the love of Jesus with someone. We love you and thank you for listening to our program. Pastor Vivian.
Thank you, Sister Biden. Thank you so much. Thank you. Praise God. Well, tonight we want to talk about faith. Faith. All, sometimes it seems as though our faith just is not working. We know what the words say about faith, but it seems things are going wrong in our lives so much to faith is not being, we just can't have the faith to believe for it to turn around. But guess what? If we keep the faith and don't give up, God will help us. Praise God. No one can say they do not have faith, for the Bible says God has dealt to every man the measure of faith, Romans 12:3. We exhibit faith in humans. Think about how we exhibit faith in humans, in machinery, and the services they render us, but constantly doubt God. Now, how can we put our faith in a chair and can't put our faith in God? We can sit in a chair and believe that chair is going to hold us up. We can swing in a swing and believe that swing is not going to fall. But because we don't see God, we don't keep our faith in God. But we must realize that these things are just material things. God will never doubt us, give up on us. Praise God. Think about these things that I just mentioned. Think about that you can put your faith in a driving vehicle in the air, and it's going to take you where you got to go. You can be driving your car. You believe that you're going to make it where you're going. But because you don't see God, you don't have that type of faith. But God is in everything that we do if we have faith. Praise God. Hebrews 11:6 said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently. Come on. See, we read over the word of God sometimes, and we just run over it. But this word said we have to diligently seek God. See, we can't let up on God. God wants us to come to him at all time and believe that he's going to believe. That's another word. Believe. He wants us to believe, this word says. He wants us to believe that he will do it. Praise God. Why? Because there's nothing too hard for God to do. There's nothing too hard for God to do. Praise God. Hebrews 11:1 says faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance of things. See, we hope for things. And we hope and we believe this. We're just hoping this, believing that it's going to happen and it's going to happen. But guess what? It is the evidence of things not seen. You don't see these things, but you can have faith and believe that they are going to happen. I'm saying this tonight because we just mentioned in our prayers that healings take place, that children come to know their parents and love them and respect them, or if they were behind prison walls, that the chains be broken, or whatever the case may be tonight. I want to let you know that faith can overpower anything that the devil is trying to hold you bound to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Faith can override anything that the devil is trying to hold you bound to. Yes, the devil wants you bound to believe that you're not going to be healed, or you can't be delivered from those drugs, or your children can't be delivered from those drugs. But the faith in God is the evidence of the things not seen. Your faith can overpower. Praise God. That's awesome. That's awesome. Praise God. Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what you're going to hear? You must listen to the word. You must read the word. Hearing. We must hear the word of God penetrating our spirit man. Praise God. Hallelujah. That faith can move through and in and out of us. Praise God. Having that assurance. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Having the faith that God can do anything but fail. Praise God. Ephesians, another verse, 2 and 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith. The only way you can be saved is through faith. You got to have faith that God is going to accept you into his spirit. God will accept you if you have the faith to believe. Praise God. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. That's what I was just saying. Praise God. It is God's acceptance of you. You knowing who he is and what he'll do to you, and he's accepting you because your faith now has been extended and reached out to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is awesome. When God was speaking to me about this tonight, he was just telling me all these things about faith. How our faith can reach beyond the normal where we are and extend and extend and extend to no end. Our faith can do the miraculous only if we put our faith in God and believe that God can do it. Praise God. Faith must be exercised. You got to exercise your faith. And believing is exercising your faith. Tried. It must be tried and kept. Don't give up. Keep the faith. It must be kept. Keep Jesus in your heart at all times. Ponder him when you're walking along the way. Oh, call upon him. Oh, when you are not in distress, or else when you are in distress. Oh, look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher. Oh, that's your faith. That's your faith being exercised. So you got to exercise your faith. You can't let it grow dormant. It's got to be exercised all during the day. And you got to talk to your Savior during the day. Exercising your faith. Hebrews 10 and 35 says, cast not away, therefore, thy confidence, which is your faith. Don't cast, as I was just saying, don't cast it aside. Keep your faith at all, keep the faith at all times, which has great recompense or reward. If you keep that faith exercised, you will receive great recompense or reward. God will shower you with whatever you ask in him. Oh, he said ask. He tells you to ask. Another way of exercising your faith. Praise God. When you are asking God for something, you believe in God for something, you are exercising your faith in Christ Jesus. Praise God. You believing that God can do it. Oh God, I want to tell you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. James 1 and 3 said, knowing this, knowing as I said earlier, knowing, praise God, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You got to know that's another way of exercising your faith, knowing that God will do anything but fail. Then who are you trusting in? If you don't believe God, and you don't believe, if you believe God will fail you, then you are not trusting in God. You are not believing in God. You are not exercising your faith. You are just dead in your sin. Because God will never leave you nor forsake you. 1 Peter 1:7 said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ. Your faith can be tried. It can be as gold. It can be burned in the fire. But long as you keep the faith and exercise it, it will. Oh, when appearing of Jesus Christ, your reward is awaiting you. Praise God. Praise God. God will not fail you. God will not fail you. Praise God. Mark 11:24. What things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe. Yes, that you shall receive them and you shall have them. Exercising your faith that God can do anything but fail. Praise God. I am trying to show you how you can exercise your faith tonight and build you up in your faith tonight, that you can believe God for anything tonight. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But we don't exercise our faith enough. Exercise it. I don't know whether anybody ever really pressed on this to you or not, but I'm talking about exercising your faith. Exercising your faith to the point that you just know God going to answer any minute. Any minute. This thing is about to burst open any minute. This thing is about to break any minute. You know, that's what I've been doing for my arthritis in my hip. And let me tell you, I fought with that thing so hard till I've been almost in a wheelchair. But guess what? That thing is almost gone. I feel very small bit of it in my leg. I don't feel it in my back, but I feel it just down in the muscle of the leg. But I've been praying and exercising my faith on it, believing God. Hey, if you all would know how I have believed God for arthritis in my body and speaking to it and telling it cannot have me. It cannot cripple me. I refuse to let arthritis cripple me and make me to sit down to it. I will not sit down to arthritis. I don't have to because I'm exercising my faith. I believe God, and I laid hand on it at night, and I rubbed it off. I have ached all night long, all night, and I just rubbed it all night, just soothed it, and just talked to God about it. God, you are my healer. Remove this thing from my body. I'm telling you tonight that you can exercise your faith in God. Praise God. Maybe there's something dormant laying in you, the reason things haven't happened. So you need to exercise that faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Another verse. James 1:6 said, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Do you hear? You don't want your faith wavering. When you believe God, you want to believe God. You don't want to say it might happen, it might happen. No, you want to believe God. For let nothing that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. When a man wavers, he can't receive of the Lord. But when man stands strong and know who God is to him, God will open up. And God will do the miraculous. Praise God. God wouldn't tell us to ask him if he didn't want to give to us. Come on, somebody. That's another exercise of your faith. God will not tell you to ask him for something, to tell you anything, and that he would do it if he wasn't going to do it. You got to exercise your faith. Praise God. Another scripture. This is Matthew 9:29-22. According to your faith, be it unto you. Thy faith has made thee whole. According to your faith, you can speak to these things. As I was just saying, I speak to myself. I speak the word over myself all during the day. I speak the word concerning mothers that have lost their son out there all day. Lord, heal mothers that have lost their son to the bullet. Heal them. Because I know the pain. I feel their pain. I exercise my faith for you. Every morning when I get up, I exercise my faith for prisoners behind prison walls that they'll come to know Jesus in a mighty way. Praise God. Praise God. 1 Timothy 6:12 said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. This is a fight. Lay hold on it. Clutch on to it. You clutch on to medication. You believe medication's going to work. Why don't lifting your faith a little bit higher and believe God's going to work? Yes, yes, he can. Praise God. Oh, God. He said clutch on to it. Yes, fight this good fight of faith and hold on to eternal life. Because you got eternal life in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. That's what Paul said. And you can say it too. Let me tell you, if the scripture said it, you can do it too. This is just to encourage you in the Lord to let you know that you can hold on to this word, and this word will lead you and guide you. Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. If you consider yourself as the just can live by faith. This is a declaration of great multitude, for it means every facet of life, physical, material, spiritual, must be brought under the dominion of faith. Thus God allows testing in each of these realms until his child has conquered all fears and dependence upon people. See, you have to come to the place, as I said it earlier, you have to come to the place in your life that you don't have to depend upon the material things. You don't have to depend upon the medicine. You don't have to depend upon an airplane. You just know God is in that airplane. You just know God is in the medication. You just know that God is doing the things through the material things. That's where your faith is. Praise God. Yes. We have to take the medication sometimes. Yes, we have to get from point A to point B. But who's there helping us? Oh, praise God, our faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 These things, oh, he says, shall follow them that believe. My God, hallelujah. 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 We can put our complete confidence in faith, praise God, in him, and his ability to do and supply all things. The five senses are the intercom system within the body, but faith is the wireless connection with the source of all power and all knowledge. Just like your cell phone. You trust your cell phone, and it's wireless. But guess what? It gets the communication over to the other person, doesn't it? Well, God, your faith, it's wireless. Yes, come on, somebody. Your faith is wireless, but it gets the communication, to Jesus. And guess what? Jesus is seated on the right hand, and he's communicating to the Father. Come on, somebody. Look at that communication system. Oh, I used to hear the old song say, Jesus on the main line, call him up and tell him what you want. Well, he's on that cell phone line. Nah, that's wireless. There's no more airways no more, but there is a highway, praise God. Hallelujah. And, it can get us from point A to point B. There's an intercom system. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is a wireless system. Praise God, that God has provided for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the source and the power of all knowledge. Praise God. Romans 10:8 said, the word is nigh unto thee. If we pick up this word and we study this word, we meditate on this word, it's nigh unto us, praise God, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. When we place it there, but if you don't place it there, you ain't going nowhere, praise God. The word of faith, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you see what the word is doing for us? Praise God. Oh, it's building our faith. It's building our faith in Jesus. Praise God. With the heart, God promises must be believed, but the mouth makes the confession. Come on, somebody. You see what happens there? The heart. With the heart, God's promises are believed, but the mouth makes the confession. He shall make whatsoever he said. Hallelujah. Mark 11:23, speak in faith and use in the name of Jesus. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Produces mighty miracles in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. In my name shall they cast out devils. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. As I said before, hallelujah. Jesus said, if I ask anything in his name, so if I'm asking him and I got the faith, God's going to do it. But if my faith is wavering, when I'm asking it, it ain't going nowhere. So I got to believe God. Praise God. That I can conquer sickness. I can conquer the circumstances and the demons that is rising up in my life. Praise God, in the name of Jesus, because he told us to do it in his name, the Son of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is God's Son. Praise God. Faith that rewards is compromised of four essentials. And one of them, as I said earlier, was asking. Ask God. It is comprised of these four essentials: asking, believing in heart, confessing with thy mouth, and acting upon the confession. We got to act upon something. Once we confess it, we got to believe it and act upon it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James 2:26 says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. That's what I said earlier. You know, if you don't have it, you are dead in Christ. You are dead. Praise God. 1 John 3:22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Praise God. We want to be pleasing in God's sight. Anybody that does not want to be pleasing in God's sight, something is wrong. Because I know I want to be pleasing in God's sight. I want God to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Do you? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know that there are rewards for being faithful. Rewards of faith. And one is power to become the Son of God. That's in John 1 and 12. Power to do mighty works, John 14 and 12. Be kept in perfect peace, Isaiah 26 and 3. Be kept safe, Proverbs 29 and 25. Assurance of prayers answered, 1 John 5 and 14. Will not be confused, 1 Peter 2 and 6. I'm telling you, with faith, you can do all things. But if your faith is wavering, we are not getting any place. Why do you think we are not having many, many prayers answered? And then all of a sudden they are. Because our faith are too much wavering. Don't believe that it's going to happen. But God can do things right away, then and there. We don't have to wait for a long time. We push God too far away. We push him back when we allow other things to come in and stop us from believing. But our faith can rise high above any circumstance that comes in our way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ephesians 6, 13 through 16. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Above all, taking the shield of faith, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. See, if we put on the shield of faith, hey, the word of God up here in our mind and in our soul and our spirit, that's that shield, the shield of the fiery dart of the evil one when he's coming against us. And tell the enemy, get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. Your faith then is rising high above. Praise God. When you can tell Satan to get thee behind me, Satan, and tell the devil he's under my feet, and believe it. Don't waver. Don't waver. Knowing that God is there to help you, and to he will help you. Praise God. Well, I'm so glad that you all tuned in. Anyone that listened to this message, I pray that this will be a help to you this week. Keep the faith now. Keep the faith. Praise God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you, and may he give you peace this week. May he bless your going in, your coming in, your rising, your sitting down. May you never have a lack. May God fill your barn with plenty. Praise God. We love you here at God's Favorites, and we are reaching out to you in any way that we can to help you, to bring the word of God to you, to help you, because that's the only way we know how that God can help you through whatever situation that you're through. Praise God. God will answer your prayer. Have a good week. And bless you now until next Sunday at the same time. Bye-bye.